Craft markets have gone full circle. The traditional neighbourhood public schoolyard handmade craft market went online in 2005 with the birth of Etsy. Now the online craft megastore is going offline with the Etsy markets at Chippendale this weekend, where you can buy handmade vintage products from the craft makers themselves. We have co-founders of the Brewery Yard Markets, Jacob and Rupert, to tell us more. Hello and welcome to 2SER Boys.
Hey mate, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, no worries.
Tell us, first off, about the Brewery Yard Markets. How long have you guys been together and what do you guys do?
Yeah, for sure. So Rupe and I met back at uni on the Gold Coast, so fairly old mates, I suppose. I pulled Rupe out of the law gig in 2014 to kick this off.
That was going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No future.
So. Too much stapling, too many paper cuts.
Yeah, so 2014 was the inception of the Brewery Yard. I think the background was essentially we had a few beers on the lawn at Central Park, and we thought this is a beautiful inner-city space that, you know, there's not much going on in the area in the sense of there's 10,000-plus people and no public free events. So we kicked the Brewery Yard off in October 2014 with about 26 stall holders, and we regularly host between 50 and 60 stalls every first and third Sunday of the month. Yeah.
That's fantastic. You guys sort of, you came in pretty much at the right time because nowadays you get a lot of these stalls popping up and food trucks and whatnot, and you guys are also a part of that. You guys do some food trucks and whatnot.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, in addition to the Brewery Yard Markets, we activate at a number of different property precincts around Sydney. We like to dabble in the food and the event space as well and get people together and really enjoying their community. I think a lot of people that live in inner city Sydney or even on the fringes in apartment buildings and high density living find that it's hard to connect with their community and their neighbours. I mean, Jacob and I both grew up with, you know, a pretty tight community around us. Jacob's originally from Perth and I'm from the Gold Coast and people are pretty friendly. So to provide different event opportunities, people to come down and meet their neighbours and have a good time is really important for us and kind of a driving force behind what we do. So we've got a food truck jam in addition to the Etsy markets that we're talking about this Saturday on next Friday, August the 4th, in Rosebery. And we've got six food trucks coming along. We've got a craft beer and wine bar run by a couple of different operators, got some night market stalls, DJs all night and that sort of thing. And that's free for people to come along.
So you just mentioned Etsy then. We'll talk about that for a bit. For people who don't know what Etsy is, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, sure. So essentially Etsy is an online platform where local artisans, makers, crafters, creators can essentially put their goods online for exposure, A, and B, to make a little bit of profit out of their hobby. Essentially, in Etsy, people are segmented into hobbyists, but also people who are established as well. They run huge businesses, and this is their pastime that's now become their career. So I guess, in a sense, Rupe and I have also always had the concept of making the larger guys approachable. So we always like to get involved with larger corporations to make them more approachable to people on a street level, but also empower the smaller guys. So Etsy does exactly the same thing by putting those established brands and the hobbyists together. So everyone's on an even kilter and everybody gets a bit of a chance at the foot traffic that we draw through. So Etsy's been wildly successful around Australia, and there are different divisions in each state. So Etsy Sydney Made is the New South Wales division, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to co-curate and organise the logistics of the one this Saturday.
It sounds very cool. And you guys did it last year as well, right?
Yeah,
this isn't your first
time
with them?
Yeah, so we first teamed up with Etsy and the Etsy Sydney Made team in November of last year. And it's an expanded footprint for us as a market that we put on. I mean, like Jacob said, you know, we try and hit that 50 to 60 mark each fortnight. But for Etsy, we blow it out and take over a little bit more of the space in Chippendale Green there behind Central Park Mall. And this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 3, we'll have 70 Etsy makers who are from a whole variety of different craft, maker, hobby disciplines, everything from illustrations to candles to hand-knitted cushions to fashion and all sorts of other crazy, weird and wacky things. Yeah. And we're also pairing those with a number of boutique food offerings, kind of some regular market stall holders for us that really create some awesome foods, you know, guys like Brooklyn Boy Bagels, Mr. Bao Buns, Arepa, and also Donut Pappy. We also, you know, work quite closely with Central Park Mall, so all of their food retailers are really getting on board, and yeah, we expect it to be a great sunny, warm day out for people coming along and have some great food while they're there.
Definitely. Do you know any of the stalls that are going to be up? What are some of the bigger or more exciting ones that you can think of?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are, like we said, sort of over 70, but some in particular that we're familiar with are guys like Wooden Toys by Dill. So Dylan creates a whole bunch of, I guess, older style wooden toys for kids that are kind of an ode to that earlier 40s, 50s baby boomer generation of toys, and really sort of taking it back to the roots there with that. We've also got Jenny from TJ Stationery. So we've known Jenny for a while, and she creates these beautiful hand illustrated cards, and she makes them all herself and puts a lot of time and thought and effort into those. So they're really special and always great for you know, things like Mother's and Father's Day and birthdays and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I have to give a shout out to Minari from Huggabees as well. She's also been a regular with us at the Brewery Yard and two other markets that we run around Sydney, and her stall is called Huggabees, and it's incredible kids wear. You know, she's got a bub of her own, and she really puts a lot of passion and effort into the product that she creates.
Cool. And so it's this Saturday. It's that where can they find you? Because you were saying before, some people sort of struggle to find out exactly where it is.
Yeah, it's an interesting location. I mean, we're so fortunate to be at Central Park Mall on and the Chippendale Green, I guess, is what you can plug into Google and you'll find if you're tagging a location on social media. So that's really situated right in the heart of Chippendale, just behind Central Park Mall. And it's about a 2 or 3 minute walk from Central Station. So if you're catching in a train from the west, the south, the east or the north, it's really quick and easy to get there. People that are familiar with inner city Sydney will know that it's opposite the brutalist UTS building that is home to its law school. So just across the road, there's Central Park Mall, which is obviously the living mall. And just behind there, you'll find us.
And it's 10 till 3 on Saturday?
Sure is.
Definitely. Now, we've talked about it. Let's just find out what else you guys have got coming up, because I'm quite interested in what you guys actually do.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, in addition to the Brewery Yard, we've expanded our passion for markets. We run two other marketplaces around Sydney. So we run the Discovery Markets in Walleye Creek on the first Saturday of every month. So Walleye Creek is just across the bridge there from Marrickville. It's in a community placement called Discovery Point, which is owned by the same people that run the Central Park Mall retail building as well. So it's been fantastic working with Fraser's Property. We also run a market every Saturday, which is far more food product based and mixed in with different artisan wares at the Cannery in Seporium, which is just on Mentmore Ave. Mm-hmm. And that features roughly 20 stallholders every Saturday. That's also a great place to get a bite to eat if you're out and about.
And we like to double in the pop-up sort of fun event space as well. So, I mean, we've run precincts for Vivid in the past. We ran a series last year with the guys from Workshop Australia, Matt and Chester over in Redfern there. That was called Burgers and Beats. So we kind of got three different burger places in a warehouse, first Friday of every month with a bunch of live DJs and some beers. And this year, Truck Stop, which was the food truck jam that I was talking about before, we're running at the Cannery in Rosebery next Friday night from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. It's the second event that we've run of those this year. The first one was great. We had about 3,000 or 4,000 people in there, six food trucks, DJs, craft beer and wine bar, nice long communal table, under fairy lights. And yeah, it's a great way for, I guess, students that are coming across from UNSW or the other universities around Sydney, really have taken a liking to it, as have sort of professionals that live in that inner west, the inner east or the central Sydney region.
That sounds awesome. Is there a website we can log into to find some more information?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Brewery Yard Markets, we've got a website for that. That's breweryyardmarkets.com.au. No, that's a bit of a mouthful, but if you give it a crack on Google, that should get you most of the way there. Otherwise, our main website for Discovery Markets is discoverymarkets.com.au.
All right, great. Boys, thank you so much, and good luck on the weekend.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Mate.
Thanks so much.